This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, family pathology and misbehavior. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of family pathology and misbehavior in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that Islam gives importance to the family life, to the structure of the family, to the relation between husband and wife, to the relation between parents and the children, and so on. Therefore, it is necessary to respect each other, to do not misbehave with each other. And obviously, we know that there are differences in the life. The husband, there are differences in the life. Maybe the husband might have a difference with the wife, or similarly, it's vice versa. There's a difference of taste. There's a difference of style. There's a difference of performing something. And this is the part of the life. Basically, why it is the part of life? It's because when there are two different people meeting each other, when they're socializing with each other, when they're coming under one roof, living next to each other, having the relation of husband and wife, they're living as part of each other. Obviously, they were grown up into different environments and they had different ways of, for example, learning things. Therefore, there must be a difference between them. We cannot say like the wife and husband must not have any kind of difference with each other. Otherwise, this is not a proper life. This is not a good life. The difference brings respect of each other. The difference brings the experience. Maybe someone has a good or better experience. The way I was doing it, if someone has a difference of the performing something, and I can learn from that. Therefore, there is a learning process in the family system, and therefore that's why Islam says to do not misbehave with each other, to deal with each other in a good manner or behavior, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of family pathology and misbehavior. Now, when we say that the misbehavior is not allowed in Islam and in the family pathology, one of the issues that we see within the families is that when people are misbehaving with each other, they have a misbehavior with each other. And the point is, when husband or wife, they misbehave each other, they're not respecting the other's views. Therefore, it is necessary to respect the others. And this misbehavior, the minimum thing that it brings in the family system is to humiliate the other person. You know, when we misbehave with someone, the first thing that comes in the mind of the other person is that he is causing the humiliation. And this humiliation is not something which is good. It is not something which we need to go for. And we need to make sure that we are not causing the humiliation of the other person. Because when we are trying to prove ourselves, maybe the way I'm doing and I have a misbehavior in it, the first message that goes to the other person is the message of humiliation. And this causes the crack in the relationship of husband and wife. This causes the weakness of the relationship between the parents and the kids. When the kids don't feel respect from their parents and they feel humiliation all the time, they look outwards. If someone outside is giving them more respect, even if that person is evil, they will go towards him, even if they know that this person is evil. But the point is, at the time when they are talking to that person, they're dealing with that person, because he's not causing any humiliation for them, therefore they want the respect and they go towards the respect. Therefore, we should be careful, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.